Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Laverne E. Denyer is our very special guest, part of a continuing series. Go back and binge listen to everything that we've done here. She is fascinating, always fascinating. She's an author, a spiritualist, a psychic, an educator. She's also elected to office. She's an assemblywoman, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, for New California, which is a fascinating subject. And, boy, everyone you talk to out there is starting to think, hey, we could use a new California, which is a nice thing. Zarate, how are you?
I am doing very well, as I hope everybody out there is.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with smoke. You're dealing with, exhaustive, I imagine, measures of smoke and the fires that are going on out there. What is it like out there? You're able to see the smoke from where you are, or do you feel it in your lungs?
Oh, we're immersed in it. It's not a pleasant environment right now to be around, and that's why my voice is so hoarse.
Well, what's the...
I happen to be allergic. My body thinks it's allergic to smoke, so it's using this as a good time to kind of play itself up.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's just what a terrible experience to go. Have you dealt with this at all ever in your life? You've lived there your whole life, basically. Well, not your whole life, but I mean, for a very long time.
Few years.
Yeah,
there are fires. It's prone in this area, and I see people just suffering unnecessarily in so many different places. The abuse that I see on the land and not taking care of it is just horrific. And I'm fairly close to Paradise, and those people are just beginning to dig out. It took them thousands and thousands of dollars just to get the approval chemically to be able to rebuild on their land before they even get started. And now all these fires are coming close to them again. People that have lost dear friends because they had no warning and couldn't get out. And so they perished. And it's a horrible situation. I used to be a youth camp director, and we were right next to a logging forest. And because of that, they kept the fire breaks and all the roads clear and nice, and they kept the undergrowth out. It was much safer than what it is right now. It bothers me to see how badly it's deteriorated, because I used to be up there every year as first a volunteer and then the director, and I see the difference, and it saddens me that it's been let go to that degree where it is so dangerous, because it's dangerous already with the kind of weather that we have in this area up in the hills. It's dangerous already, and then when you add mismanagement to it and neglect, it's I can't even say the words that I want to say as to how bad I feel about the people who allow that to happen to our country in the name of taking care of the client, the climate. They abuse the climate in the name of taking care of it, and that's wrong.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, again, Zarate is the voice that you hear, and Laverne E. Denyer is someone everyone's got to reach out to and get a session with Laverne. She's amazing. Every time I talk to her, we've been talking once a week, and I things come to mind that I never thought would come to mind. I have a different outlook on everything, and I just imagine what a session would be like with her. Laverne E. Denyer, again, is our very special guest. Binge listen to everything that we've been doing here. You can hear us on over 100 outlets, including iHeartRadio, Radio.com, RadioUK.com, and SoundCloud for sure. Frank McKay here with Laverne E. Denyer. Zarate is our very special guest. But, yeah, I mean, so many people abuse their knowledge or their bit of knowledge, and they try to twist it to utilize it to get their agenda across. And you see that. And it's one thing if it's just showmanship and it's a magic show, or if it's Las Vegas. When it's people's lives, it makes people very angry when that happens. And that's politics. I mean, you see it all the time. And with what you guys are doing in New California, sounds like that's what you want to end. You want to get that over. You want the truth. You want the truth to be told.
Yeah, we want to become a constitutional state. We want to go back to what our founding fathers did so well in protecting our God-given rights and moving us to a place to where we have our freedoms, where we have our ability to live our lives not under a socialistic controlling, just totally get rid of the middle class and try to destroy us all. There are so many issues. We just had a town hall Friday night, and one of the people that we invited to speak, two of the people, one woman that grew up in Hungary under the communist regime, and another that grew up in Romania under the communist regime, and giving us the truth about what it's like living in that kind of an environment. For instance, one woman, there was a curfew, 6 o'clock curfew, and this one woman happened to lean out of her window to water her flowers. That was considered breaking the curfew. They shot her right then and there. Right then and there, they shot her. And these things happen so often. I have had students from these countries in the high school, as a high school teacher, that have told me things that curl my toes. And so I don't want anybody to have to live under that kind of terror and control and base loss of everything. And so I put myself out there, and I put myself at risk and put my family at risk, because I care so deeply about our society and our future generations, what they would have to face. I see too many historical repercussions of things that have happened in the past coming true now. There was Paul Harvey put out a radio thing on freedom to change in 1965, that when you go back and listen to it, that's what's happening. And it's terrifying. I care about the planet. I'm a guardian of the planet. That's why I'm here with my soul mission. And I care about the people. So I've put myself at risk, and I will stand up there and continue to do so, because I care so deeply about returning to freedom and not losing everything that we have that is so fine and so wonderful. Yeah, there's problems with it, but there's problems with every regime. But we can't go into socialism and communism and forward. We can't do that. I won't allow it. Not on my watch if I can help it.
It's unbelievable. You know, I remember when you mentioned Paul Harvey, the late great Paul Harvey. I mean, it was really an amazing voice of reason at so many things. I think he passed it, you know, over 10 years ago, right? Paul Harvey, was that?
92, I think it was. 2009.
Yeah, he had a lot to say. But when, you know, one of the things, and, you know, we don't usually get into, you know, all this much politics, and maybe it's wrong to now, but just since you mentioned socialism, I know that I know lifelong Democrats, and I mean lifelong Democrats that have never voted Republican in their lives, and they were so upset when Bernie Sanders looked like he was the front runner, and he was for a while until the establishment got together, the Democratic establishment got together and said, no, we can't do this because he'll probably lose. But you do know that Bernie Sanders and AOC and the Squad, Tlaib and Omar and all, that they'll have a tremendous amount of influence over the Democratic Party, you know, moving forward. But I remember people just in, at rest areas while I was driving, you know, and stopping while I was traveling, there were people at rest areas making comments. Hey, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm not a socialist, though. I'm not going socialist. And it's especially frightening for folks that came from Europe, and when they started hearing that. But it was a very scary thing. Again, Laverne E. Denyer. And by the way, it's still scary. I shouldn't say it was a very scary thing. It still is very scary. The word socialism is kind of just going past kids. You know, young people are like, yeah, well, socialism, that sounds good. Free this, free that, free college, free whatever. Yeah, it's not, nothing's free. Again, Laverne E. Denyer here with me, Frank McKay. But your response to that, the young people don't know what socialism, what's really underneath. And if you go to Cuba, like I did, you know, a year ago, you'll see how bad communism is. You'll see how terrible it is.
Yeah, and they think that is an impossibility, just as the people under Hitler's regime thought, oh, that's impossible. It would never get that bad. And, you know, the year that the USSR broke up, I had the honor of being at a conference with people from there. I think I mentioned that in another talk, yeah, or mentioned it to you personally. And it was their first time ever out of their country. And I got to talk with them about what it was like. And it's unbelievable what they went through before that country broke up. And I know some people, knew a woman that was raised in Romania and had gone back trying to feed the people in the country because they were so oppressed. And they were taking their lives in their hands doing that because it was so against what the government wanted. And so I've been hearing these stories from people who experienced it for so many years that I believe fully what the warning is and how we have to be careful. And our young people have been taught wrong. I was in the high school system. I saw what they were taught, what the deterioration has been in the teaching. And they're so mindful of trying to be kind that they're overlooking how bad it is. They just don't understand. They're trying to be kind to people, and they don't understand that it's actually a vicious, terrible approach to life.
Yeah, it's something. I say it to my wife all the time. I said, I wish I knew half as much what the average 18 to 24-year-old thinks they know right now, because it is, try talking to, you know, once you get to, you know, be about 30 or, you know, like, you know, a little older, it's, you know, it starts sinking in. Maybe you have children. Maybe you start paying taxes, let's say. But 18 to 24, that's a vulnerable age. And all you got to do is wave that fairy dust around and tell them everything's going to be perfect. You're going to get free college. You're going to get free this, free health care. You're going to get all these things for free. Zarate, nothing is free in this world, and again, you know, friendship might be free and all this. But when the government or government politicians start telling you things are free, look out, because nothing is free when it comes to politics.
Yeah, it comes from somewhere.
Yeah,
and pretty soon you're in that caste system, you're in the serf system, and you have no rights, no ability, and people just give up and go along. And it's painful to watch. It's painful to watch beautiful minds get damaged in our progressive, very liberal college systems. I've been watching it personally for a long time. And, you know, like I said, it matters to me. I'm willing to stand up against it. But it's really hard with how they've been brainwashed from kindergarten on, especially in college.
You've seen it as an educator. Is it worse now than it was, let's say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Is it better now? The internet, allows, and social media, it allows people just to see their own standpoint. And, you know, they could block out all kinds of things if they just stick with their own friends and they miss other standpoints. Is it worse than social media, in your opinion?
Well, everybody has a right to say what they want. That's what the Constitution is about.
Yes, no doubt.
But when the schools are pressing it and pushing so hard against the background, when Harvard Law School does not have law students even read the Constitution, all they do is read articles about it, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And we need to know about, you know, those people sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, their whole families. You know, they died. Many of them died poor, who were very, very aristocratic. They gave all of that up for us. And the military goes out and does their best to protect us. The first responders do their best to protect us. And the misled liberals that are following the agitators, they don't understand. And they're creating great harm. They're following like sheep. Or who is it that called them sheeple? Yeah, it's it's not Rush. It's the guy that received the award that has cancer right now. I know who it is, but
not Hannity. Not Sean Hannity.
No.
Michael Savage.
Yes.
Michael Savage.
Savage
Nation.
He calls them sheeple. Yeah. And it's unfortunate. You know, and I find that when I work with highly spiritual people with high ideals that really care, that they get turned off as soon as you try to talk because they think that people like me are out to harm, where I'm out to do absolutely the opposite. I'm out to protect and to help people understand and take their freedoms back. And it's sad that I have such difficulty. Probably even this interview will upset some of the people who would normally want to listen to me, that now think, oh, well, she's radical. She doesn't care about who we are, what the planet is. I've been with this planet since it was born, working as a protector. And I care deeply. And I'm not the only one. There are patriots standing up, putting themselves at risk every single day. And I applaud what they do, and that's why I work so hard at what I do.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is, these are serious times, and we're, we need serious voices. We need rationale that could be looked at as positive moving forward, and you always provide that. I've got to say, just an amazing voice of reason, and you've always been. And is there anything you could add? You know, let's say parents out there, they're dealing with, because hey, kids don't always listen, grandchildren don't always listen. Everybody's got to learn for themselves. But is there anything you can impart that you think would be helpful in raising kids and making sure we don't raise sheeple, so to speak? I love that term.
Well, yes, he was very right when you look at it, and he deserves every bit of credit for coming up with the term. Be aware, look with as much unbiased approach as you can, and learn about how our founding fathers set up this nation and why we've been successful because of it. And have open debates, have open discussions. Ask probing questions of your children. There, I have seen logic and critical thinking erased from the school. Teach them how to think critically and logically, and reteach yourself if you haven't learned it. And then you can make up your mind as to which of us idiots out there is correct. You know, I'm willing to say, yeah, I may be wrong, but from what I see, I think very logically, very critically. I don't jump into anything until I have tested and evaluated and educated myself as best as I could. And I wish more people did that.
I wish there were more Zarates, but there isn't. There is only one. And maybe that's what we should look for, is other people to be one and only, and to think for themselves. Laverne Edenya, can you give us a website, a social media site, a phone number?
Yeah, just LaverneDenyer.com, D-E-N-Y-E-R. It's like Denver, only a Y. And then my phone number is 530-713-4857. Well, 530-713-4857. And I love to text, get phone calls, even if you're just trying to ask a simple question. But I have done more and more phone counseling because of COVID, and I'm happy to be here to be of service. That's my job, and I do it as well as I can.
Laverne Edenya, everyone. And again, Edenya is like Denver with a Y. And Zarate, she's also known as, by her book. She is she's an author of so many incredible titles and books. She's elected to New California Assembly, and just tremendous. A spiritualist, a psychic, an educator, author, so many things, and certainly radio personality. Laverne Edenya has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.